This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are being heard, and we are happy to hear from you as you are happy to hear from us. I suppose that's why you spend time here on the daily DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the air every day of the week with succinct and cool overviews of what's going on, answers to questions. So my question to you, Jennifer, is what's up with Halloween?
Ugh. The joy killers in my home county of Los Angeles have decided to kill Halloween, apparently.
Kill Halloween. That's almost un-American.
Halloween activities will not be allowed. I love that word.
Not be allowed. Is this from the same guy who said you have to earn your freedom back, the mayor of Los Angeles?
Mayor. Yeah, my guy who likes to earn things back. Well, apparently we weren't good kids, so we didn't earn back Halloween. And traditional Halloween activities will not be allowed for residents in L.A. County because, or at least the reason given, coronavirus pandemic, according to local health officials. Mm-hmm. The L.A. County Department of Public Health announced a ban on door-to-door trick-or-treating, carnivals, festivals, live entertainment, and haunted houses. Door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distance on porches and at front doors, especially in neighborhoods that are popular with trick-or-treaters, according
to
officials. Yeah, it is.
That's just ridiculous. Kids, if parents are walking around with kids and there are a couple kids on someone's porch grabbing candy, you just wait for them to go to leave, and that's stupid. That is so stupid. It's very
absolutely stupid.
I love it when Victoria gets on.
It's just dumb.
It is dumb.
It's just dumb.
Well, and they won't even talk about it.
They actually sent this out
via a press release because they don't want to have to defend themselves.
Because they're cowards. And they don't have any common sense. They have no balsam. They don't have any courage. They are just meaningless minions. And so everybody suffers unless they just decide, okay, what are they going to do? Arrest me if I go out trick-or-treating with my child? You're going to put the child in jail? Because he or she went out trick-or-treating,
And that's the question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? And are you really going to ask law enforcement in this climate to go and arrest children
arrest
for trick-or-treating?
Yep.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Perfect.
Get this. So, because there are joy killers in L.A. County, they decided to give you some things that could be, they could take the place, safe activities. They could take the place of traditional ones. Here's what they come up with. Online costume or pumpkin carving. Who in the world would do an online Halloween party?
Worse yet, who would
sit on a Zoom call and carve pumpkins? I'm sorry. If you do that, you're off my list because you're just playing into this nonsense. Dressing up homes and yards with Halloween-themed decorations. Well, why bother? Because no one's going to see them anyway. They say car parades. That's just fine, especially in a place like L.A. where traffic's certainly not an issue. It should be fine. They said Halloween-themed meals at outdoor restaurants would be fine as long as you're complying with the restaurant protocol.
Rules and regulations. We'll have some bureau chief that'll be in charge now. The city will hire the person in charge of Halloween.
To be a Halloween czar?
Yeah.
I can understand canceling parades where crowds of people are standing around and they're not moving. That's one thing. But trick-or-treating, A, it's outdoors. We know it's so much safer to be outdoors, even around a crowd. You can wear a mask, and literally any kind of mask, and you can go trick-or-treating safely. This is just, I don't know what the motivation is, but that's ridiculous.
The thing that bothers me, too, is that kids always trick-or-treat in like a pod anyway, which is what we're told is safety, right? They go with their brothers and their sisters. They go with their parents. I mean, it's only when kids get older that they go with groups. But even then, it's like a group of four or five kids. This is what should be encouraged, I think, rather than punishing people. It makes me crazy. So Halloween is canceled in L.A. And by the way, I'm sure L.A. will not be the only crazy city to do this.
I wouldn't I wouldn't allow it to count. I'd be up there with my child. Go around and
the only place where it makes sense to cancel is like in New York City, because normally kids live in, it's not, you know, in most cases kids don't go door to door in New York City. They stay within their own apartment buildings and they go up and down on the floors. That makes sense if you want to avoid that activity. And most people in New York in apartment buildings would say they don't want kids coming to the door and things like that. That's the only thing that makes any sense to me in terms of canceling trick or treating.
Yeah. Here's something that Victoria and I were talking about a little bit earlier, Jennifer, and I thought it was worth another mention. This suggestion that playing video games actually improves literacy, communication skills, and mental well-being. This is for ages 11 to 16. I didn't want to be the wrong idea, Victoria, here, because, you know, I talk about, I think most people agree, if you put your youngster in front of any video before he or she is 3 to 4 years old, you're resigning that child to a life of confusion, because their brains, by the time at that age, until they're almost 4 years old, they can't connect. The synapse of the brain can't handle all the images, so it makes a mess out of the wiring in your brain. And that's one of the reasons people theorize that we have as much trouble with some of the, not disease, I don't know if there is a disease, but
ADHD.
Well,
there could be all kinds of behavioral issues and ADHD, and all of that is linked for sure. There are plenty of studies to back up what you're saying about younger kids. Remember those you probably don't remember this, but a little over 10 years ago, the baby Einstein. And so I remember seeing the study that came out. Baby Einstein is turning your baby into a baby blob.
Yeah, zombie.
And the whole company basically like went under realized how dangerous it was for
very
young kids.
Yeah.
I think under 4 or 5 was the cutoff.
Speaking of danger, we're going to talk in a moment about Disney and how dangerous that company is becoming. That's right after these words here on today's DJV program.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit healvets.org. That's healvets.org.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our podcast. We have a pondering of what happens to Julian Assange as he fights extradition. That's the focus of our clip of the day, but they're all there. You can listen to, you could make a whole show out of the clips of the day if you wanted to, if you're of a mind to, but you can listen to the whole program as well if you want, if you have the time and desire. All of these things, the clip of the day, sort of a podcast, if you will, and the whole show too, available every day, all day at DJVShow.com. So, I'm of a mind to start boycotting Disney. I didn't realize
the ties
that they had.
Well, they're
going to
really miss you
because
you were such a consumer of Disney.
Yeah, right. I've always been such a supporter of Disney. But here, come
but
to find out.
This is an interesting story, and I think that this is going to go further than just Disney.
Yeah. The Chinese government now is demanding, when they put money into a movie, they're all over Disney, they're all over Hollywood, producing movies. And so what they have in Mulan, for example, they require Disney to do a bunch of stuff. Apparently there was, what was that, the shark movie or the Jaws?
Yeah,
what was
the Meg. It was called The Meg with Jason Statham, and that came out a couple years ago. And I remember watching it, because I like all weird shark stuff. And I remember watching it thinking, this is just like a piece of propaganda. Because, like, you know, he's supposed to be the star, but then, like, they can only, you know, they can only figure out how to get rid of this giant shark because only the Chinese scientists are smart enough to do it, and only they have the technology. It was just very, it was bizarre. Like, watching it, look, you know, kind of, the movie's not that good anyway, but just looking at it, I looked at it through a different lens. It was weird.
Well, maybe I should start boycotting like I do other things. I bought a new razor blade, electric razor yesterday online, and it took me, I don't know, I was in and out of it about 4 hours. I didn't spend the entire 4 hours, but it took me that much time to
find one that's not
a razor that's not made in China, made in Germany, yeah.
Well,
so maybe we all decide not to go to Disney movies anymore. No more Disney movies. Any movie that's produced...
It's so beyond Disney. Is that the Chinese government has found their way into Hollywood to impact culture. It's exactly what people were freaking out about during the 50s and 60s with
exactly
the Red Scare in Hollywood. Remember when they thought that commies had come into Hollywood?
Right, in the 1950s. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that just came out yesterday, a new report, and Axios reported on this, that Hollywood is casting more light-skinned actors in major roles to appeal to Chinese audiences following the Communist Party allowing more foreign films into China. So this new study shows since 2012, U.S. filmmakers are more aware that the aesthetic preference of Chinese moviegoers is to see more lighter-skinned actors.
In other
words,
they don't like blacks. That's basically the bottom line. They're a racist. We all know.
Right.
How Asians are racist to begin with. Japanese is the most racist place in the country. No, I'm not kidding. You go to Japan or talk to anybody who's lived there, they are unbelievably anti-black.
I have friends who've lived in Japan, and they didn't find that, but in China, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know about Japan. Maybe it's a different generation.
Well,
it may have changed, definitely,
but after the war, and when my father was... And I remember... talking to people who were doing business. Remember when we did all the business with Japan? We worried about them taking over our economy because everything was made in Japan. And now
we don't have people really talking about the Chinese, though. It's because they have bought our politicians and they've bought Hollywood.
Buy everything.
Bought influence.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. They're doing exactly what they want to do to take down this country. 21 after the hour here, and we sit and take it.
Yeah. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But it would have been fun if you would have been the one.
Ah, what do we have here?
I have this dream you're doing cool. Having adventures on your own.
So, it's time for us, as we think about the election, to think about voter registration. And I think it's very good that a lot of very high-profile entertainers, like Taylor Swift and Billie Eilish and DJ Khaled, and more people, joining a new nonpartisan voter registration campaign called Just Vote, which has been organized by Global Citizen and a group called Headcount. Aim of the campaign is to get young people to check their voter registration status and to register 50, 60,000 young voters ahead of the elections. So I'm not sure that I buy that it's not...
I was going to say, you really think Billie Eilish and Taylor Swift are capable of nonpartisan?
But the bottom line is, though, they're not, like, telling you who to what party to register as.
Registration is okay.
Billie Eilish was at the DNC, and Taylor Swift has become part of the political landscape.
Right, but getting people to register is there.
I'm okay with registered voters.
No, I don't think there's anything
wrong
with
that. I'm okay with registering people. I think more people vote, the better. But there is a, let's not kid ourselves with this group of people, who they're going to vote for, who they're going to support. It's kind of like something, remind me to tell you a story about what happened in a school here in Massachusetts in the next half hour, okay? I need to tell you the story about a school starting yesterday, what happened there. Meanwhile, the aim of the campaign, as I said, get 50,000 young voters. I would think they'd be able to even do better than that.
Probably.
They're offering exclusive experiences, performances, memorabilia donated by these artists who are supporting the campaign. Let's see who else is involved in this. Billy Porter, Phineas, Julianne Hough. Phineas is Eilish's brother, right?
Correct.
I remember that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Usher also. Participants can check their voter registration status on the Just Vote website, after which they'll be eligible for opportunities like a virtual dance lesson with Usher and his choreographer. A never-before-seen performance from Nicky Jam. Who's Nicky Jam? Go ahead. Dare ask that.
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Anyway.
I don't know either. DJ Khaled, your virtual hangout with DJ Khaled.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Other awards include a guitar signed by Taylor Swift, autographed vinyl and merchandise from Billie Eilish and Phineas, a pair of replica kinky boots from Billy Porter. Is he kinky? What is this kinky
boots? He starred on Broadway in Kinky Boots.
Oh, okay. Right. You see how cultured you are, man? You're in such culture. Yeah. It's 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug. And now, Billie Holiday.
From Billy to Billy.
The new documentary, which is out, called Billy, delving into the life of Billie Holiday with the help of lots of never-before-heard interviews. Project centers on a couple of hundred hours of previously unreleased interviews that Linda Lipnack-Cool conducted during the 60s for the biography of Holiday, was never actually finished. The tapes feature conversations about Billie Holiday with Tony Bennett, Charles Mingus, Sylvia Sims, Count Basie, as well as other people that were in Holiday's life, from high school friends, lawyers, pimps, to the, yes, pimps, to the federal agents who targeted and arrested her because she was a junkie. Billie will dig into Holiday's remarkable musical career, as well as her cultural impact, activism. The new trailer specifically highlighting her classic protest song, Strange Fruit, which we're listening to here, from 1939. In a statement, the director, James Erskine, said the goal of the project was not only to make people make some sort of sense so people understand.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
Winds pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenged statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Genius on the radio. Here it is, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. I do say so myself. Yes, genius afoot. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. And I say from time to time, I have a touch of genius myself. So we're here together to share that genius with you and all who would be listening and participating one way or another. Even though we were just talking off the air about the silly stuff that gets posted, some woman's going after Jennifer for something. And this is what happens. People get an idea in their head, and they're not right with the idea, but they keep pounding away at it. Like they're at the end, they're the arbiter of goodness and graciousness and wonderful.
And honestly, it happens
all
the
time.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. And people go, well, why don't you just block those people? And I don't. I mean, I think, look, I'm a believer of free speech. So if people want to go and use their time to be obsessed with whether or not I put a mask on my face, well, that is their, I guess,
somebody went after me
on
Twitter
in life.
Someone went after me on Twitter recently saying that, like, you know, sorry you had COVID, but you deserved it because you don't wear a mask. And I'm like, A, I've never had COVID. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the same woman who's going after you, but someone got us mixed up. And I said, first of all, Jen had COVID. I did not. And Jen always wears a mask. So I don't. It's so weird. People just are losing their minds over this stuff.
I just don't. Yeah. I don't get it. People are so, and you know what it is? It's because everybody's isolated. This is what I believe. Not only because there was always the trolling in social media because people chose to isolate and just anonymously sit behind a keyboard and just, you know, spew
bullies,
things out
yeah.
of people. But now that people are really isolated and people have no friends, they're not allowed to date, they're not allowed to, like, do things, you can't get outside, you can't go to the movies in most places, I think it's making it worse. It's, like, compounding.
Crazy.
So people found themselves, like, involved in all of these, like, scandals on social media. It's so nuts.
All right, so let's talk a little bit. There are a couple of things going on here that I think deserve some airtime. One of them, well, actually two of them, have to do with a so-called educational experience now that school has started
Wait,
back
are we gonna
up
do
again.
COVID here? Are we doing the J.P. Morgan loans first before you get on to the school thing?
All right, do you want to do that first?
A couple of COVID things worth mentioning. Yeah, J.P.
Right,
Morgan
ahead.
Chase is trending right now, and the reason for that is because they've identified, not surprisingly, the misuse of COVID-19 relief funds by customers, and they're investigating whether
Shocking.
Or not some of the bank employees have also been involved. So in a memo to the staff signed by a dozen of the senior leaders, the CEO, Jamie Dimon, said that this conduct does not live up to our business and ethical principles, and it might even be illegal. So the potentially illegal conduct includes instances of customers misusing the Paycheck Protection Program loans, unemployment benefits, and other government programs, and so they have a conduct hotline that is anonymous that they're urging employees at J.P. Morgan Chase around the country to report stuff that they've seen. This is the largest U.S. bank in America by asset-wise, J.P. Morgan Chase. They issued 300,000 loans totaling $30 billion under the PPP. And as we've heard individual stories, you know, the guy who bought a Ferrari up in Massachusetts,
yep.
I think it
yep.
was, you yep. hear all these different stories, like, why did Kanye West get PPP money? Why did, you know, I mean, it's great. Why did the Church of Scientology, which is loaded, why did they get PPP money? It's just the whole thing was so mishandled, and now I guess the banks are going to have to pay for it or answer
yeah.
to it. So
much of the this stuff is now is going to be just forgiven. It'd be very little of it that's going
Can
to be
Can I
required.
Give you a warning also about PPP while we're talking about it? Because when we have been talking about it...
You did it,
you know,
and I did it
yeah.
for our companies.
And believe me,
yeah.
it was something we really needed to do because,
yeah.
you know, the...
It would be helpful
in any case,
second
a lot
round
of,
would be helpful.
Yeah, a lot of small businesses have taken a hit as just in this time. But one of the things we had to go through Wells Fargo because... If you, wherever your business banking is, that was where you were more likely to get that PPP. Now, some people were able to shop out and go to other banks to do it, but for me, that's what I had to do and get on this long waiting list, and Wells Fargo really took its time to actually deliver on the money. So, I got a notification the other day in my email that said, your PPP forgiveness application will be ready soon, but if you don't, there's a problem with your connection to your account or something like that. If you don't contact Wells Fargo at this number, you're not going to be able
scam.
To...
Scam.
No, not a scam.
Really?
This was all real, and I feel like this is going to happen to a lot of people, and they're not going to be able to apply for the forgiveness. So if you get one of these, call your bank directly. Don't fall for the stuff in the email. Call your bank directly. But I called the phone number. No one at Wells Fargo, the regular line, knew what I was talking about, so they passed me to business. Business didn't know what I was talking about, so then they had to
That's
make me wait for some
kid.
Other guy. No. I had to talk to another person in, like, their advance to whoever runs these loans, and he said, now, I don't know why your loan wouldn't be connected to your account because it went into the account, but they had to do something. I had to wait on hold for 20 minutes, and they were able to do it so that I can now apply for forgiveness once they make it available. So be
wow.
careful, because banks are going to be looking for any chance
That's
that they
said,
can
the scam
to
is,
not, yeah, they're not going to want to do the forgiveness, right?
Right.
They're going to want
right.
to actually have
make
you
a couple,
pay the loan
well,
back.
It's only a one
because
point
at least they'll make a,
thing.
Yeah, but at least they'll make that percent instead
yeah.
of having to forgive the debt.
Yeah. Life is complicated here in this in the wonderful land. It's just not here. It's everywhere. And that's because there's too many people on the planet. We don't know how to manage all these people and the crazy stuff that's going on. Okay, so may I now proceed, Victoria, with my mm-hmm. school stories? School days, good old rotten school days. Yesterday, posted... When I opened my Facebook account, there was a story of a woman who lives in a community north of Boston. And she sent her children off to school And sending them off to school meant sending them into their bedroom where they all had desks and they had laptops so that they could participate in the first day of school. So the teacher instructed the mother to not necessarily hang around because the children had to learn on their own. So the mother went away. And then after the lesson was over, later in the day, the children came to tell the mother what the first thing was that they saw after school got started. Apparently, this teacher played a video of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee and a video of Black Lives Matter material before there was any English, before there was any math, before there was any science, before there was anything taught. The children were shown these videos, and this is what I've been talking about. The advocacy stuff from teachers these days is obscene. This kind of stuff, whether it's Ghana, maybe some of you know of this same sort of thing happening in your system, there's no place for it, no matter whether it's the first day of school or the last day of school. That is advocacy crap that doesn't belong in any public educational institution. Whether you agree or you don't agree, that is not an educational experience. This is an era when kids don't know how to balance a checking account, they don't know how to communicate, they don't know how to write a sentence, and yet we're exposing them to this crap. What we're allowing our system to become is the same as we've allowed the news media to become. Advocates. And now, there's a new movement. I just found out about this yesterday. I did a lot of traveling in the state. I was around a lot of different people. And I'm curious, and we have lots of conversations. People, when they find out what I do for a living, want to talk to me about things that they think are interesting. And here is from, I believe it's the Springfield newspaper. Don't hold me to that. A story about students who told their teachers in this classroom they didn't want to learn about World War II anymore because it was too upsetting.
Sorry.
I don't want to learn about World War II.
Yeah, it's a war.
Because
of course it's
going to
be upsetting.
How old are these kids? This is a high school kid. These are high school kids.
But you know what? The sad thing is they were probably given that. They probably gave that some credibility, right?
What? The teachers, you mean, or the kids? World War II was a changing moment in the history of the planet.
I understand all of that, but I bet they probably gave credence to the kid who doesn't want to study it because it's so upsetting.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to upset anybody. We don't want to have them see. You know, I remember, and I don't like seeing some of the war movies that have been out and about. I remember talking to Tony's father, who was a bombardier over Europe, and did 53 or 54 missions over Germany, and two or three times he was the only one who survived. The plane got shot up and, you know, that sort of thing. But when he never talked about the war until he saw Saving Private Ryan. And then he talked to my son about what it was like really to be at war, and how some, if not most, of the movies and TV shows about the war were sugarcoating what the reality was of the things. Like, remember the movie Black Hawk Down and how grotesque that was if you saw it? That's really what was going on. And what happens? Man's inhumanity to man. And so do we learn something? Do we want to upset? We need to learn about these things. I don't know that you need to show the graphic violence, but you need to know who Hitler was. You need to know who the Emperor of Japan was. You need to know what their mission was. And you need to understand and compare those people to the Ayatollah, if you will, or to the leaders of China, or the other places in the world where there are despots who are trying to rule the world. There's a direct link, a connect-the-dots thing that isn't going on because we're showing videos of Colin Kaepernick taking a knee. Good God. Whew. Man. I was teaching school for 4 years. We didn't do any of that stuff back then because it wasn't necessary. It wasn't considered part. Get that stuff outside. I mean, it's not like these kids don't have exposure to all sorts of things that they can learn about or face on the outside instead of not learning what the basics are. So you know how to communicate, know how to think, not what to think, but how to think. 45 after the hour.
Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From shopping and banking to everything else, so much of our lives these days has moved online. And of course, all of those websites we're using require passwords. We all know that the number one way to prevent online fraud is by having a strong password and not using that password across multiple websites. So how can you possibly keep track of all your passwords? We asked Robert Capps, VP of New Data Security, about using a password app.
Yeah, I think that anything that allows a consumer to have a strong password for each website they interact with is useful. I've seen everything from password journal, the physical book people write their passwords in and keep in a safe place, all the way through online services that will store your passwords encrypted until you're ready to use them. They all have their pluses and minuses, but they all help consumers keep their usernames and passwords straight.
More info is at newdatasecurity.com. That's newdatasecurity.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, for those of you who love Jelly Bellies, the founder is giving away one of his factories in a treasure hunt. Kind of reminds you of Willy Wonka, right? Mm-hmm. Jelly Belly beans inventor David Klein giving away a key to one of his factories. This is how it works. A gold necklace that looks like a ticket will be hidden in each state. The clue that players receive will assist people in tracking down the ticket. Whoever finds the necklace gets a code. They'll have to email the trickytreasures@gmail.com in order to confirm it's correct. Person then, if it is correct, gets $5,000. How about that? Everybody up for that? Just in time for there to be no Halloween, Jennifer.
Right. Exactly. Nothing to do with those Jelly Bellies.
Will be. All right. Speaking of things that we eat, don't forget our American Family Farmer Show. Willie Nelson's farm gets a makeover in our discussion on the current podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, 10 before the hour.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our friend Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, petshow.com. Go there and check out the actually go to hugsandkisses.com and find this proprietary blending of minerals and vitamins that are specifically for dogs and cats. You know what? I haven't had any of these for a long time, and I think Daisy is suffering badly because she hasn't had Hugs and Kisses, so I probably ought to reach out and touch someone who's close to the My Kisses department. So I was asking earlier, Victoria and Jennifer and I were talking about dogs as soulmates. I firmly believe, and I bet you do too, but I wanted to get it from the horse's mouth, the concept of soulmates. I thought Charlotte Ann Steffen was my soulmate, and I'm beginning to think that Daisy May, who's here with me now, is a person of interest as well, who knows me, who was brought to me maybe by Charlotte. But I feel like there's that connection that goes much deeper than just a pet bond. Is that? Do you think that I'm crazy, or is that true, do you think?
I think you're crazy, but that has nothing to do with what you're asking me. I honestly believe that dogs are soulmates. But here's my feeling about it. I've literally had, in my lifetime, I don't want to count, but probably in the neighborhood of 500 or 600 dogs, okay? You know, rescue mm-hmm. dogs and other dogs.
Right.
Yeah. And they're all wonderful, and every dog kind of touches your soul in their own way. Mm-hmm. But I believe you're allowed one that's very special.
Yeah.
They're all very special in their own ways, and they're all soulmates in their own ways, but there's one that just kind of...
Charlotte.
You used a great term, that reaches inside and kind of does something different. Not that you love the others any less. There's just that kind of special bond, that soul relationship that people have with their certain dogs.
Very
cats
bonded.
For that matter, too.
Yeah, maybe. I am feeling very bonded. The more time I spend with Daisy, the more I really feel a bond with her. And I look in her eyes, and I can see her thanking me in her own way for, you know, finding her and saving her.
Way to go, Warren.
I do it every week.
All right, anyway. So how do we, you've done some studying on how a dog knows that the person who's standing next to you is a relative of yours. How in the world do you know that?
Well, here's the bottom line. Every person sweats 24/7. Every person does. And 1 gram of sweat, which they call butyric acid, and it's found in human breath, actually contains, and this is a true number, I didn't make this up, 7 sextillion molecules of smell. That's an actual number. And that smell is programmed in a person from birth, and all blood relatives carry that similar smell. So even if you try to cover it up with perfumes or other things, 1 gram of that smell is enough to let the dog know. So, yes. My, for instance, my two dogs, Molly and Willie, when my sister came to visit, maybe 9 months ago, they had never met her before. She walked into the house, and their reaction to her was entirely different than their reaction. They love everybody, but the reaction to my sister was a lot better than my reaction to my sister, Miara. Their reaction to my sister was absolutely amazing. Just imagine that. That's actually a number. 7 sextillion molecules of smell, and the dogs can pick up right on that. So, yeah, dogs do know your relatives, and that's kind of a good thing, so.
All right, I see Tractor Supply Company says it's Pet Appreciation Week, so you can go there. It's not an ad, but I buy a lot of stuff at Tractor Supply. They have pet supplies and stuff, so they're giving you 20% off.
Not a whole lot of Tractor Supplies in Southern California.
No, there aren't. No, they're on the East Coast, a lot of them. So Busch Beer has decided that they are going to make a beer specifically for dogs. Did you hear this?
I didn't hear about Busch. I heard another beer. Not about Busch, though, no.
Why would... come on. Who are they kidding? This is just another excuse for some drunken bum to sit outside on his porch or something and drink more beer. He can drink a beer with his dog.
And who wants a dog sitting outside belching every time they're watching a football game together?
Right.
I don't think it's a great idea.
Yeah, no. But I thought
and plus, you know, beer has a lot of wheat in it and other things, and I'm sure it's kind of safe. I'm sure they checked it out. But you know what? Water is fine. And by the way, water, a lot of people think it's okay to give their dog ice-cold water.
No.
Water should be kind of room temperature, maybe a little on the cool side. Instinctively, you know, there's no ice cubes in the wild, so normal temperature water is obviously the way to go.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un condemned having a pet as decadence. Dogs are now being confiscated and killed in North Korea.
And used
probably.
For food. And used for food.
Right.
First of all, this guy, I don't know why this guy is even working on this planet. The guy's absolutely insane.
I think he's in a coma now, maybe even dead. Maybe
take a dog away from somebody. How could you do that? I guess in parts of the world, they take children away from their parents. And so to take it's absolutely insane. I've been reading a lot about it. Yeah. That's crazy.
This is why we don't like them. The dogs are being sent to restaurants where the meat is eaten. That's lovely. Hi, Warren, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, or good man Warren Eckstein. Check out the Pet Show.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.